10:41 on WTOP, the D.C. mayor's race now set. And for the first time in a while, the general election has even more significance now. Joining us live is Washington Post columnist Clinton Yates. Clinton, we've got two council members running, a Democrat and a former Republican, now running as an independent. So we really have something to look forward to. To the big election day.
Yeah, it's a rarity. I mean, normally if you win the Democratic primary, you're a shoo-in for mayor, but I do not think that is the case for multiple reasons this time. I think one, David Catania is, you know, he's got good, you know, name recognition. People know who he is. I mean, he's obviously been on the council for a while, but two, I mean, the situation between the Democrats is a disaster. You look at today, they're having a unity breakfast. Mayor Gray refuses to acknowledge Muriel Bowser. There's a lot of infighting. And to me, that is just not a good look, I think, for people who might have decided, you know what, I'm not necessarily going to vote for a Democrat this time just because it's not looking good, in my personal opinion, for the way things are going to shake out over the summer.
Do you think there's a new energy surrounding this election that we haven't perhaps seen in the past or haven't seen for a while?
I think there could be. I don't think that that's happened yet. I think the energy is around the notion of, and we talked about this before, you know, kicking the bums out. You know, I think the energy is there. It's, you know what, if I feel that I can make a change, I'm going to actually do it. I think that's something that a lot of voters feel that they're normally not capable of as a result of the Democrats' hold on district politics. But now, like I said, going into the general election, you know, 7 months down the line, I think you've got a completely different approach in terms of momentum for non-Democrats.
Playing off that energy question and the notion of momentum, what can we read into the low numbers, the turnout for the primary? Is there really the strong sentiment of throw the bums out, or are voters frustrated? Are they waiting to see how their leaders can work this out, and then they'll be there on general election day? I'm just wondering, what can we take from the primary?
I think it's a twofold thing. Number one is that everybody who was running was already somebody who was an elected official in most people's minds. You know, not everybody, but most of them. So when you've got four council members running, or it makes it sort of feel like you're part of the same process. And I think that that turned a lot of people off. They felt, you know what, these people are already elected officials. It's not really that important for me because it's not going to make much of a difference. But I do think, again, I do think once you see in November, there are going to be people that are going to say, you know what, now's the time for me to get in it, especially because of David Catania is not your normal sort of anti-Democrat candidate. You know, he's gay, he's an ex-Republican, and he's a white guy. Those three things alone would typically count him out. But he has a lot more credit in the city than I think people give him credit for, because, you know, he chaired the health committee, he's chaired the education committee. People know who he is around town, and I'm not sure that a lot of Dems realize that. And again, he's got a decent shot in my personal opinion.
It'll be very interesting to watch, and we'll watch it with you, Clinton Yates of the Washington Post, part of commentary and analysis here on WTOP.